WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Advice columnist is not a role that's usually listed under Eleanor Roosevelt's long list of achievements, but for over 20 years, Eleanor Roosevelt did write a popular column that advised Americans on everything from the feasibility of interfaith marriages to the wisdom of the North Atlantic Pact. Some of these columns have just been collected in a book called If You Ask Me, and our book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
As an advice columnist, Eleanor Roosevelt was not especially witty nor psychologically acute. Unlike many of today's inspirational life coaches, Eleanor didn't invite her readers to accompany her on extended journeys of introspection. Indeed, when a questioner wrote to her in 1944 asking, "What did the president say to you when he proposed?" Eleanor firmly drew the curtains over that intimate subject by replying, "There are some things in life which one should be allowed to keep to oneself." But one of the things Eleanor did have going for her as a counselor and dispenser of practical wisdom was the fact that she was so real. She clearly was not performing nor winking at her readers, and she certainly wasn't checking in with a PR team before weighing in on questions ranging from the death penalty, anti, birth control, pro, and how soon a widow might begin dating again after the loss of a beloved husband. "Heavens above," Eleanor exclaimed in a column in 1946, "you can decently be seen with other men whenever you feel like going out again. This is your life." Once upon a time in America, ordinary people turned to Eleanor Roosevelt for advice. And as these columns attest, she repaid their trust with responses that are downright startling to read today because of how seriously she took even their most mundane problems. Eleanor's advice column was called If You Ask Me, and it ran first in the Ladies' Home Journal and then McCall's Magazine from 1941, when, of course, she was still First Lady, to her death in 1962. A selection of those columns has just been published in a book also called If You Ask Me, edited by Eleanor Roosevelt scholar Mary Jo Binker. As with anything Eleanor, you have to wonder where she found the time to be a regular magazine columnist, in addition to, among other things, writing her syndicated newspaper column called My Day, holding weekly White House press conferences, traveling around the country on behalf of New Deal programs, and answering some estimated 130,000 letters a year as First Lady. The America that emerges through this 20-year sampling of Eleanor's advice column is at once familiar and very long gone. We're still wrestling, of course, with arguments over civil liberties, national health care, the Electoral College, and institutionalized racism and sexism. Eleanor gamely weighed in on those hot-button topics. But then there are a whole slew of other letters here that come out of an America so earnest it almost seems like the product of a work of speculative fiction. Imagine being a young woman in 1949 and feeling that it was okay to write to Eleanor Roosevelt to ask, "Do girls who refuse to neck ever get married?" Or the 19-year-old boy in 1946, who's already a veteran of World War II, who asks Eleanor if he's too young to marry his sweetheart. Eleanor uncharacteristically waffled on that one. Although she was, by nature and upbringing, emotionally reticent, Eleanor sometimes responded to the genuine need of her questioners with an openness that was rare then and almost unimaginable now. In 1954, Eleanor received this letter that reads, "My sister eats her heart out about mistakes she made bringing up her oldest boy. She thinks you are a great woman, Mrs. Roosevelt, and I wish you could tell her a few mistakes you think you made when your children were growing up." Eleanor wrote a long response that in part contained these raw admissions. "I gave in and allowed one of my sons to be sent to boarding school. I did not have the courage to fight the family tradition. It was a serious mistake on my part. I did too little for my three older children personally when they were babies." As trivial a cultural artifact as an advice column may seem to be, Eleanor's "If You Ask Me" columns reveal multitudes about the extraordinary relationship she forged with her fellow Americans of all races, young and old. There's something very democratic about this 20-plus-year monthly conversation of sorts that Eleanor conducted on the pages of popular women's magazines. People felt they had a right to contact Eleanor, and she felt she had a responsibility to respond. And although seriousness was her hallmark as an advice columnist, I also get the feeling that writing these columns, and consequently being more connected to the lives of everyday Americans, gave Eleanor great joy.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed "If You Ask Me: Essential Advice from Eleanor Roosevelt," edited by Mary Jo Binker.